What's good, Struggles? It's your boy, Luke P. Sanders, and I am back with a brand new episode of Struggle Secrets for the final episode of 2023. I can't believe it's the final episode of 2023. Like, I've literally aired three seasons of Struggle Secrets. The rest of Struggle Secrets season 4 aired at the top of the year. Season 5 aired this entire summer, basically, and now season 6 is ending with Struggle Secrets. That's crazy. But, you know, I love y'all. I love you. And, you know, had to do it for you, listeners. Yeah, I wanted it. Blew social media up as far as commenting and liking it, you know, when I was initially into the show last year. And, yeah, I listened to it way more. I'm like, okay, well, there's a need for this, so let's do it. But, yeah, as soon as I pulled up the notes for this episode, I literally said, because I knew by the title, I knew what I was talking about. But I, you know, it's not easy to relive it, but I'm like, okay, it happened. You know what I mean? I'm starting to become a believer of not letting things just happen for no reason. You know, they happen for a reason. So I'm going to share it with somebody else and hopefully they can relate or laugh and be entertained or, you know, get something from it, you know? So this episode is titled The Stalker. Yes, now listen, contrary to, I don't even know if it's popular belief, but yeah, I've had some stalkers in my day. I had a stalker in middle school. I had a stalker in high school. Good God. But this stalker took it to a whole other level. They literally, like, because the stalker in middle school, they would follow me around and have a friend follow me around. So that was creepy. And then they would tell me stuff that they said. So they would pass notes along. It was crazy. And then in high school, that stalker, it was like we had multiple classes together. And then, They would keep the eyes on me the whole time in class. So it wasn't like stalking, but to me that's a little stalkerish. You know, watch me the whole entire time. I can feel and see you watching me and your eyes ain't moving. I don't know what you know what I mean? Like, yeah, that was weird. But this time this stalker was actually like, yeah. Even though it was virtual, still stalking to me. So I went over to this guy's house. You know, it was just a hookup. I went over there for head. And I'm like, looking back, I'm like, this wasn't even worth it. Because he took forever to make me come. From head, that was our first time linking. And then our second time linking, I gave him head for a while too. But he kept saying he was about to come, but he never would come. And then he'd be like, oh, why did you stop? I'm like, you kept saying it over and over, but you know what I mean? So I just said, forget it. I'm not one of them people. Yeah, I said, I'm not one of them people. Well, oh, I gotta finish him. You know what I mean? And I have to make sure I ain't nobody gonna say that they left me and I didn't make them. No, if it ain't working, it ain't happening. You know what I mean? I only have so much energy that I wanna give into that. For me, and now I've received head way more than more, okay? I've received head more than I've given it for sure. But I was just going to say, when you're younger, you're more open or you're more, you know what I mean? But as you get older, you're like, oh, no, I kind of want to say that for this. Or I kind of don't want to, you know, you kind of get into what you want to do and what you don't want to do. And not just doing it because somebody else wants you to do it, you know. So for me, I'm like, yeah, I have to really like you or, you know, be in love with you to want to do that, honestly. And for me, I don't think, like, looking back, I don't think a lot of guys are expressive like that. And for me, I'm like, if I'm going to be putting in all that work, you need to be expressive. I need to see your eyes rolling back if it feels that good. And I need to hear you either moaning or breathing or, you know, I need something. Let me know that I'm making you feel good. Don't let this work be in vain. So that's just how I feel. Anyway, back to the story. Yeah, I said our second time linking, I gave him head. He almost came, but he didn't come. And then we cuddled, but he didn't like that. He said it felt like it was too, like, it was too lovey-dovey. He didn't want to feel like he was in a relationship again. So he didn't like that. Even though it was, he can admit it was cool. It was, you know, yeah, whatever. And I don't have feelings about him, but I'm just like, I don't know what I was trying to say. I guess I'm just trying to say that, we kind of just vibe, you know, honestly. It wasn't just me cuddling him. He, you know, at first he was enjoying it, but then he was like, no, I don't want to because I don't want to remind me of being in a relationship and da 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 da. I'm just like, you should have said that from jump. But as again, I'm all about consent, you know, and being consensual. So, of course, I stopped. And then we almost had intercourse, but then my condom was expired. It was expired. And I'm glad I looked at the expiration date. So, because I think that, you know, kind of for me, some people, you know, and there's no judgment, some people, you know, they can have intercourse to be cool. And I've had intercourse, and I don't have feelings for these guys, but yet again, I haven't had good intercourse experiences. So I don't know if I would have had good intercourse experiences that I wouldn't have had feelings or emotions for these guys. So it might have been good that we didn't have intercourse. So, and then somehow we stopped linking. I don't remember why. I don't remember exactly why. And he blows up my phone with text. And he was talking like we were in a relationship. I remember I had one out of town. And I think I told him I was going out of town because I was like, yeah. Because at first, I didn't stop talking to him like that. You know what I mean? I don't think. But I know I told him I was going out of town. And then, this is between the first time and then the second time we had linked up. Right? I believe so. That's when I went out of town. And he was like, in the text, I don't remember, I'm sorry. Because this was years ago, so the storyline is kind of weird. But I know at some point he texted me, he was like, well, yeah, he didn't text me while you was out of town. I'm like, am I supposed to? Like, I thought, which I haven't experienced at this point, but I've had these thoughts, and I went over my head, like, okay, if I am in a relationship, I'm comfortable with this, I'm comfortable with that. You know what I mean? So if we were in a relationship, I would have no problem. Or even if we were dating, I wouldn't have no problem saying, oh, hey, yeah, how are you? You know, oh, yeah, I had this, you know, I went to this restaurant while I was out of town. I wouldn't have a problem communicating while I was out of town. But just for somebody I'm, like, you know, hooking up with, I'm not going to text you while I'm out of town. Like, I'm not going to talk. You know what I mean? I don't know you like that. We're not even friends. You know what I mean? So I don't even, we share things in, like, our backgrounds as far as, like, he worked here, he worked there, he had this, you know. But especially when he was like, yeah, I don't want to cuddle. I'm like, okay, yeah, this is not going anywhere. You know what I mean? So I didn't tell him I was out of town. I didn't see a big deal in that. But he was like, on these text messages, he was like, yeah, you didn't text me while you were out of town. And da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And he was just going on like I owed him something. And I was just like, when you're doing hookups, it's, you know, a clean transaction. Because we're guys. So it's not like he's going to come back and tell me he's pregnant. We didn't have intercourse. But anyway, you know, you get what I'm saying? Like, it wouldn't never be that. So it's usually just a clean transaction as far as, like, you know, being done. Now, if I want to hook up again or if he want to hook up again, we reach out to each other. But usually it's just like, okay, yeah, I'm done. Like I said, there's never any more communication typically. So I didn't know what he was talking about. But the thing is, the kicker is, I blocked him because he was just going crazy. I remember calling my brother at the time and I was like, yeah, this dude is tripping. But he was still texting me after I blocked him. I'm like, how in the world did the block not happen? Like, what? Where did they do that at? Like, how am I still receiving his messages? And I blocked him. He had my number, so he was texting my phone. And I blocked him through my phone. I blocked his number. But his text was still coming through. And I just stopped responding. So I guess he got the point. Thank God. But, and I remember because I remember, yeah, I don't know how, I typically remember dates and stuff, but this was spring of 2021, and I remember I was pulling up to my dentist appointment, it was in the morning, I think it was like 9, I don't know, I know it was definitely in May of 2021, but yeah, that was crazy, but yep, I've had a stalker, or stalkers, and I don't think I've ever talked about. Oh, yes, I have on a previous podcast, but not this podcast. So I'll touch on him briefly. The guy I'm talking about in high school who was stalking me, I think that situation, it didn't end well because I just got tired of, you know, the BS, honestly. But I think it was really hurtful because I was starting to develop feelings for him. And, you know, there was some flirtation for sure going on back and forth. I'm not really a flirter. Like, I don't think I'm flirting. But I was just like, oh, yeah, I like your shoes. Your shoes are dope. You know what I mean? So it won't even be like the most I'll go. It's probably like, oh, yeah, like I see you've been working out, you know what I mean? They'll flex. And I'm like, oh, yeah, let me, you know, can I feel your arm? But I don't know how I'll say it. It'll be more suave than that. It wouldn't just be like, oh, let me feel your arm. But that's as far as I've gone. You know what I mean? Because I don't like people who don't like me or people that I don't know that like me. You know what I mean? And nowadays, I haven't been in a city or a scenario to where I know. Well, I've been to a gay bar and a gay club, but that's it. But at that time, I hadn't been around, and I hadn't even came out to myself yet. So, yeah, I don't typically flirt with people that I don't know if they're gay or bi or queer at all. Or, and to me, because I'm not that guy who likes turning guys, quote unquote, or talking to people who don't like me. If you married or I know you don't like me, I'm good. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna try to force a situation. But yeah, we would flirt back and forth, and yeah, he was very attractive physically. But you know, he asked, "Was I gay?" one time, and I was like, "No." So after that, I was thrown off because he said it in a derogatory way. So I was like, "No," and then I remember somebody, his friend, quote unquote, was actually getting on. We used to say, "Get on your head." She was, I forgot what she was saying, but she was clowning him, okay? And she was like, oh, you asked him why he gay? He probably gay. You know what I mean? So she was going in. So, yeah, but that's just a sidebar. But, yeah, then he would start to try to make fun of me after that. And then he would say stuff about my weight. And then, you know, he obviously liked me because multiple friends saw it. You know what I mean? And I didn't go to a school to where we were out. You know what I mean? There were like, I think it was one bisexual guy who was out. And, you know, like the kids from like theater or choir, they were, you know, we knew they were queer. But it was just like a handful of them. So we weren't around a whole lot of gay people or queer people in general. So, and then there were like, I think there was a pansexual girl. And there were some girls who were lesbian, but there were no hardly any queer males, so yeah, it wasn't accepted in our school like that. Yeah, he would just pick on me and say something, and finally I had enough, and I just kind of like, I just went off on him. I didn't cuss him out or anything like that, because I know how to not go too far, but at that time, I still don't really believe in cussing people out. I might say a few cuss words here and there to certain people, but I don't really cuss people out. That's not my thing, so. Yeah, I told him off, and then we, you know, it was still shade. He at that point, he was staring at me during class and stuff like that and still being weird and da da da. And then I heard he had did the same thing to somebody else. It was another guy, another black guy who was thick, and he had made fun of them. But that person knew that he liked them too because he was, you know, so I heard it through the grapevine. I forgot who told me, but they was like, yeah, he's known for doing that. He's known for picking on, so evidently he has a type. You know, you're talking about my size. You like my size. You know what I mean? You like the body, the size of my body. Evidently, if that's what you're doing to other guys who have similar sizes, who have similar sized bodies, and they're black. So he had a type, obviously, but for whatever reason, he had to deflect or he had to make it a negative thing. Or for me, that's just very playground-ish. You know what I mean? Like, that's very like we in the sandbox, we four in preschool, and you know, we on the playground. Like, oh, I'm throw sand in your face, or you know what I mean? Like little boys picking on people that they like because they like them instead of just saying they like them. Or even if you didn't even say you like me, why not just be nice to me? You know what I mean? Like, why not even just chill? You know what I mean? Like, why be mean or hateful or rude? You know what I mean? So. That's dumb to me. That's really, really stupid. Because it would be different if he was just playful. You know, I think that kind of can be kind of cute or hot. Like, but you just saying stuff. But when you talk about somebody's size and you keep saying stuff and you keep saying rude stuff to them and you think that's cute or they're going to like you like that, that's not how I get down. Some people, I guess, they like that. I don't like that. Be nice. You know what I mean? I don't like the bad guy or the rude guy, you know, so be nice. I know I went off on a tangent, but it is kind of, you know, sitting around this episode talking. Because, yeah, that was definitely a situation. But, I remember when it happened, when I, because I kind of like, I spazzed out. So I don't remember exactly what I said. My friend had to tell, because we were in three classes together, I think, that year. But I know for sure we were in our last period together. So I remember after it happened, my friend told me, because school had ended, so we had went on a school bus to go home. I remember my friend told me what I was saying. I was like, I said that? She was like, yeah. And I was like, dang, I was really mad. Because I remember it just being fast. Like, I talk fast when I'm, like, either passionate or mad. So even though it was fast, I probably did say a lot. And she was telling me what I said. I was like, man, I was. Because you got to realize that that was, like, weeks and months of him saying stuff. And for me, I'm patient, but, like, I'm human. So you only can push me so much and poke me so much until I'm going to come back and say something or do something. You know what I mean? So that's what. And I did it in front of everybody. I mean, he was saying what he was saying in front of everybody. Because he had never gotten that far. He wouldn't say stuff and jab, but he said something. He was like, yeah, and I bet you won't with your fat ass. And I was like, oh, hell no, that's not what you about to do. You ain't finna go that far. And I was like, I forgot what I said, but I remember, because we weren't even in our normal classroom. We were in a computer lab. And I remember it was like almost like a square or a rectangle. So I remember I was like in the front of that rectangle, like on the, you know, and then he was on the right side. So he had said what he said, and I'm turning around in my chair, and I just said what I said. I just spazzed. And we had a sub that day. So I think it was a good thing, because we had a white female teacher, and she was very dramatic, and she was very extra. You know what I mean? Because I remember, now our class, I wasn't bad. I was definitely a good student in school, period. But we had students who were not behaving well, so she would get fed up easily. And she didn't have patience or tolerance, honestly. And you definitely had to have that for sophomores in high school. So she got fed up a lot. I remember she would come into class and she would push desks because she was mad because she couldn't throw nothing. But she pushed the desk. I'm like, oh, my God, this girl's tripping. And then I remember she would face our desk towards the board, or, like, face them to where you can't see anything. So you'd be facing the wall or the board. And I remember going off one day. I was like, oh, no, I ain't about to sit in this class like this. And I was about to say at this point, thank God, still. And I'm not shading nobody who has, but I hadn't gone to jail, and I still haven't gone to jail. So I hadn't been in jail. But I was still, I don't know why it was a trigger for me. I don't know why, but it was a trigger. I remember I came in class and she was like, yeah, she wanted us to sit down. And she had all the desks faced towards the walls and then bored. I was like, I ain't about to do this. You trying to have us like we prisoners and stuff like this. I ain't about to sit in here like this. Like, you got me messed up. Like, I'll go to the office before I do this. And I remember we were cordial, but this dude, we weren't even friends. Like, we weren't even, you know what I mean? So we weren't even tight. And he was actually one of the troublemakers in class. But I remember he calmed me down. He was like, Luke, he's like, listen, he's like, it ain't worth it. You know, you don't want to go to the office and get in trouble because you know how she is and you don't want, you know, to miss out on your classwork and stuff like that. So, you know, him being calmed me down. And I was like, okay, I just do it. And I won't even focus. I'm sitting on the board. I just get my work done because I think we were working on an essay or something. So I was like, I'm not even going to focus. I'm just going to focus on that. I'm just going to focus and write this essay and be done with this class in 45 minutes or whatever. So that's what I did, but I'm real good at giving details, right? I can really go on a tangent. but yeah, I went off on that dude because you ain't about to say that's, you know, da 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 da, Joe fat ass. No, we not. In front of everybody, and they heard. I think the main part was that I was fed up, but it was the fact that he had said it in the front of the class. And I think a lot of people heard him because they were like, ooh. I was like, duh. Like, I was going in. I remember he ain't never said no shit to me like that again. So, yeah. I'm real cool and I can be nice and I can be calm and collected and laid back until you go too far and you piss me off. Like, I feel like nice people, you know, get a rep like, oh, you have to always be nice. If you're not nice, then you be a fake. You ain't really nice. No. You can be nice and keep it cute. But, you ain't about to bulldoze me and run over me. You still can have a backbone and you still can have balance. You know what I mean? So that's what happened. But make sure you come back next week, which will be a new year, 2024. So make sure you come back next week, next Friday, for a brand new episode of Struggle Secrets at 12:11 Central. And make sure you follow Struggle Secrets. Oh, God. Why am I talking so fast? Make sure you follow Struggle Secrets at Struggle Secrets on social media, and stay safe and stroke often.